So speaking of fashion, I saw a picture of an outfit. It was a Marc Jacobs outfit. And I think we have a clip of it. At any rate, the shirt, blouse, top, not really sure what it is, makes the wearer look paunchy, almost pregnant.
Why?
Good question. Very good question. And the pants, I don't even remember what the pants did. And both of them, in my opinion, were horrid. And then the fact that it was paired together and photographed just left me completely perplexed. Again, different
folks'
preference. Yes, different strokes for different folks, different preferences. That certainly is not mine. But even digging into the far recesses of my mind, I cannot imagine how anyone finds that appealing. We would love to hear what you think in the comments.
He's one of the top designer. Maybe he got that idea. One ugly plus other ugly makes beauty. Maybe that is it. I don't get it.
I don't know, but people do try to be very fashion forward,
right?
And
comes off.
I wouldn't classify this as fashion forward. I would probably think of it more as fashion backward. But
right.
People do try to be very fashion forward and are willing to pay a premium. But I think you can also achieve a very nice, interesting, appealing look without spending a lot of money as well, if you have that knack, that eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but again, it's about personal preference.
Yeah, but you know, if you look at the people are wearing in, what do they call that, fashion week? Yeah, they do it every spring in...
Spring
and fall. The things that they're wearing is, to me, again, nothing personal, but outrageous.
But they're supposed to be outrageous, because for Fashion Week, it's more about brand visibility.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some elements of different lines that get debuted that do make it from the catwalk to the sidewalk, so to speak. But for the most part, it's about the eye being on the brand and drawing attention to the brands and people creating their own versions. And
Prince, when he come out, when he was singing with the Purple Rain, he was wearing, I remember, red hat with a little flower or something, and an incredible outfit that nobody can think of it, right? I mean, fashionable. But when he wears and sing Purple Rain, it was great. But when in the barco or somebody is wearing on the street, people think it gotta be it's the same outfit. Believe me, I saw it. It was same outfit what Elvis or Prince wear. But if normal people wear on the street, they think he must be either pimp or... It is. So what I'm trying to say, yeah, you saw that outrageous, this incredible outfit in Fashion Week, but doesn't mean you are copying and pay expensive wear in your party. I mean, that's my point. You know, be careful.
Every outfit is not for everybody. That is very true.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like because so-and-so. I remember that, I vaguely remember the Tugi. Is that how they pronounce Tugi? When the miniskirt
Twiggy.
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 I even forgot about her.
I believe it was Twiggy.
Yeah, in Britain. When the miniskirt came out first time, it was outrageous. People, especially his all British. How dare you wearing underpants on the street? You know, they consider that a skirt because it was over.
It was very short.
Very short, right? But many people follow up their fashion and it becomes very fashionable.
Yes, it became a trend.
Exactly.
And then with the high boots.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's like go-go boots.
Go-go boots. And fashion is cyclical. So roughly every 20-ish years, give or take.
Recycle.
It comes back around.
But I can understand. So you can be ahead of the fashion. You wear outrageous fashion, but you know, it's like be careful to follow up this trendy fashion.
It's funny, I remember growing up in the 80s and fashion, I guess, was making its circle.
Yeah.
So the twiggy mini skirts of the 60s, popular again at that time in the 80s. And it has made its appearance again at least once, maybe twice since then.
I think people are still wearing very short pants. Then again, Scottish men wears skirt.
Kilt,
right? That's a little become as an outfit for a student. The shape of the kilt, right?
I do see a lot of people wearing, a lot of men wearing skirt style outfits, especially celebrities. You see it a lot.
Well, you know, you teach
a lot of
in Manhattan, so you.
But I'm talking specifically about celebrities. A lot of them do wear them. Maybe not necessarily every day, but
really.
It is. That's actually true.
It's an Irish thing.
I don't know if it's necessarily a kilt per se, but it's definitely skirts or short ones, long ones, all different types.
That's true. You know, there's no really distinction in between female garment and woman's garment anymore. Imagine that. Woman started to wear trouser, right? When? I don't exactly remember.
I don't know when.
You're a fashionista.
I don't teach design.
You can only teach business.
Business.
But, there's really like a vest that female wear, or even garment I'm wearing. Men could wear the same way.
A lot of fashion. No
distinction, not only for status between woman and men.
A lot of fashion has become androgynous. A lot of fashion.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but at least men doesn't wear a bra.
I'm sure that there are some who do. I'm sure
it's
that...
news for me, man wears a bra. I don't think they go that far, although there's no distinction of...
Personal preferences. People have personal preferences.
Okay, you're talking about personal preference, then I have nothing to say, but you know, we wear...
Is it the typical everyday man? No, but
yeah.
Is there a man or are there many men who do?
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Men wear makeup. If you look at the fashion industry and the beauty industry specifically... If you look at beauty, they market as much to men as they do women. Men wear foundation. Men wear powders and creams and lipsticks and eyeliners and mascaras and all kinds of things, of course.
Wow, that's sweet. Maybe I'm...
They wear blushers. They wear all bronzers or whatever name they want to give it.
I know men wears only, what do they have, lotion for their skin, you know, aftershave.
Men wear a lot of things.
I thought I was an intelligent person.
You are an intelligent person. It's just that fashion, beauty, all of it has evolved so much.
Right.
It's gone from what we once thought was this, was truly very, very narrow. And now it's just expanded. And it's as the market for inclusivity has expanded, so have the product lines for all of these different brands.
That's true. You know, I remember that how people were shocked when you went to wedding brides that the ladies were wearing black. Like, when was it? 19, I think after 1990 something.
I think it was Vera Wang, and I may be wrong, but I believe it was Vera Wang who started the trend of designing wedding gowns that were not your typical color and going specifically to black and making black a celebratory color as opposed to
funeral,
a mourning color. Yes. And now black is chic. It's stylish. It's elegant. When you think of going to a special event, many women have that little black dress or a closet full. I have tons of little black dresses.
That's so true.
Long ones, short ones, medium length ones.
When I have to wear a suit alone, I look in my closet, gee, why am I wearing a fine, again, same color, black, 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 black,
right? But it always looks great.
Yeah, but, you know, it is so true. These days, somehow, people wear, I noticed that, less black than 2000. So maybe
colors have become vibrant, but people still wear black, just
a lot.
To your point. Yes, a lot, but everybody's not wearing everything black all the time.
I remember only with that wedding I went to, old ladies were going literally like this, why bridesmaid is wearing a black season funeral? But, you know, people are used to, even older people are used to it, to see the bridesmaid wear all different colors, especially black too.
Honestly, and again, my opinion, but when I think of the barrage of wedding images that we've seen, whether it's movies or whatever, and you always see these bridesmaids' outfits, and many of the dresses are hideous just based on design alone. And then they do. But then on top of the design being terrible, they also pick these outlandish colors. And so it's a hideous dress in a hideous color at your wedding, you know? So honestly, I look at something that's all black and it's just, everybody matches. It is beautiful. It is elegant, provided that the design is not ugly. And
it is true.
Everybody looks logical.
In extreme way, one of the psychologists, it's in tips of my tongue, but he say that liking color, it's depend on your IQ. It has connected with IQ. I don't know. But he wrote a thesis about the color. People really like gray a lot. Has a different IQ than people who had favor that like a red. It's a different IQ.
Oh, it's interesting. You have to look that up.
Interesting, but I don't know that. I respect it, that psychologist, but I don't really believe in people choose their favorite color based on their IQ.
It seems very narrow in scope, but
yeah. But you know, it is interesting in many ways. People are wearing holiday much different color.
Yes, and speaking of holidays, so the holidays are upon us, and we have officially, happy holidays, we have officially entered ugly sweater season.
What is that?
So in America, you have so many people
really
who, for family gatherings or office parties, or just because they like to, go out and purchase the ugliest holiday sweater they can find.
This
and they wear them. They wear them with ugly designs. They wear sweaters that light up. It's the season. The season. Yes. Ugly sweater season is officially upon us.
You know what? I hear many, many different things, but I tell you, I heard and I learned today the new thing. Listen up. Ugly sweater. What is it? I like to know.
We'll have to show a clip to the viewers so that they, if they're not already familiar, they know. But yes, it is officially ugly sweater season. So as people are going out and about to family gatherings, we just finished with Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming.
New Year's.
But especially Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving kind of starts the season. Christmas is really the heart of it. People will wear sweaters with elves and reindeer and trees and leaves and lights and all kinds of things. The same way they dress up. Yes. The same way they dress up their yards, they dress up with their sweaters.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a very big thing.
Really?
Not everybody chooses to participate. I do not participate. But many people out there are being fashionable with their holiday fashion wear.
Wow. You know, people, I always admire people has the brilliant idea. But that is still for me. What can be ugly sweater season?
Once you see the pictures, you will understand. Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
We'll have to show you some and then you'll have to come back and tell me what you think. Have a great holiday season.